Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, coming May 15th, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star starting May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, it's the post-show, pre-show. Didn't do one yesterday because I was out sick yesterday. Missed a sick day in a long time. But was in today. I just get my legs back under me for most of the day.
Yeah.
But I felt like I did pretty good.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't write a number on the wall today because I didn't have the energy at the start of the show to write. I didn't even lift my hand.
Yeah, you had an old number up there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I saw you post a morning video about it. I came in this morning and was just like, I thought we got through it pretty good, though. I thought by about 7:30 I was feeling all
pretty
right.
Pretty good, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. When I leave here, I'm going back to... got some more work to do. Mm-hmm. I got like a 4-hour meeting after this.
Nothing like just throwing yourself right back into a busy work day after
being
sick.
Day off. Wait a minute. Ease your way back in. You know what they say?
Wait a minute. Your way. Make yourself sick again.
No. Let me tell you this, though. Oh, I need to ask you something, Amy, if you'll do it.
Sure.
Ooh.
I don't know if you'll do it.
Are you asking me live?
Yeah, live on podcast
live
recorded.
On podcast.
Yeah.
So there's pressure.
No, I think you'll do it, but if you don't do it, that's okay, too. So what I had to cancel two things yesterday. Al Dean was coming to my house for a Bobbycast. Had to cancel that, which was a pretty big Bobbycast because he doesn't do a lot of long-form interviews.
Yeah, that's huge.
And then secondly, I had a book reading because I'm doing my audiobook, which, by the way, is miserable.
That sounds terrible.
You think it's terrible writing a book?
Yeah.
You had to read back what the crap you wrote.
Yeah. And it's too late at that point.
And then when you read something back and it's stupid, you just have to commit to it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is so stupid.
But it went through layers of people.
Including myself like three times.
Yeah, so I mean.
But still, I read stuff back and it feels so stupid. Well, only one person's read it, though. And she gave me a really good, she said it was really good. And she wouldn't, because I don't think the last time she said it was good, my other book was that good.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm reading the book and I had a lot of my friends write parts of the book. About because the whole book's about failure and how that we feel like failing is weird and isn't acceptable because no one else is showing us theirs. Where if we were a little more open about failure, we'd be more accepting of ourselves if we did fail. So Chris Stapleton wrote a part, Walker Hayes, Chip Esten, and also our very own Amy here.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to come and do your part on the audiobook.
Oh, okay.
And you have to come to the studio, though.
Okay.
Because it's not this studio, but it's just down the road.
Just record it right here?
No, because it has to all sound the same.
That makes sense. Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, well, that was easy.
Man, can I do my part?
You didn't have a part.
But you mentioned me in the book.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so can I, like the part you mentioned me, can I read that part?
No, because it's not coming from your voice. It's coming from Amy's voice.
Mm. Oh, so everybody that's pretty cool. So you're going to have
I'm only doing Amy, nobody else.
Oh.
Because I don't want anyone to... to seem like they didn't want to do it or couldn't do it, so I'm not asking everybody to do it. I've already asked them a lot by having them submit a piece.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be fun for our listeners if you read your part.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, no, I can do that. This is like, honestly, you don't even know it, but sort of a dream come true.
What?
And you don't even know it.
What?
Okay, so I used to be obsessed with, well, when we lived in North Carolina, I would drive back to Austin several times a year because my husband would be deployed.
Yeah.
And I would stop at every Cracker Barrel along the way and I would listen to audiobooks on CD. And I always wondered, how do you get that job? You know, how do you be that guy that gets to read the, you know, the murder mystery that's taking place? And then I would turn in all the Cracker Barrels and I was like, one day I'm gonna be on an audiobook somewhere. But I always thought it'd be like a, I don't know, some character that'd be weird, you know, but
yeah,
either way, I feel like this is me getting my foot in the door.
It is,
because I either wanted to do an audiobook some way, somehow, or play an animated fish.
Oh, wow.
Fish's voice.
Right to the fish. Man. Not even an animated character. She
fish.
Wants to be.
Yeah, I want to be like a cute fish, like a cute little fish under the sea, and I'm the fish's voice. So I feel like.
Well, I'm going to find a time and schedule you to come in.
Okay.
And you, yeah, it'd be
maybe
good.
Maybe whoever's the engineer there will know someone that knows someone that's.
Oh,
like,
you'll write a book eventually and have to do your own audiobook.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to be a character.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Dude, but I mean, this is my foot in the. Like, this is big. Like,
boy.
You didn't even know that was really a dream of mine, but it is.
Why don't you do your fish voice? Amy the Walleye, everybody. Here's Amy the Walleye. Go ahead.
Go.
Come on.
Why not? Well, I don't know yet. Where's a walleye?
Aye, aye, aye.
Where's a walleye? You're a walleye.
Sounds Australian.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, keep working on that. All right.
You have time, Amy.
Well, I haven't, you know, I got
on
like,
with the show before we start the show. Kay. Anything to promote? Lunchbox. Anything you want to promote?
Oh, yeah. Kid Power. They have guitars up for bid. I'll put the link on our Twitter page, the Buy a Bone Show page, and you can go bid on star guitars. Like,
why not put it on your page?
Well, I could put it on my page, too.
Okay, put them both. Okay.
Yeah. So you can go buy Country Superstars if you want an autographed guitar there for charity.
Amy, anything to promote before we start the show?
That sounds great. Is that good?
Sorry, they're still talking to the walleye. Let me talk to Amy the Human. Amy the Human, anything to promote?
I don't know. We can promote anything?
Yeah, sure.
Really? Okay. Well, right now, our four things totes, which some people may see, are going towards a maternity center in Haiti. And I'm like obsessed with this place for Mother's Day. So if you're looking for a cool Mother's Day gift, you have until April 15th to place your order. And you can customize a tote for your mom. So it's a win-win gift because it also goes back to new moms in Haiti.
Eddie, anything to promote?
Man, Bones, I have nothing to promote. I mean, promote.
You can promote whatever you want.
Let's promote Save Wildlife, man.
It doesn't have to be charity. It can be anything.
I mean,
Save Wildlife, man.
Be cool to your school.
Cool. I'll be in Pittsburgh Saturday and tomorrow night, Friday night, I'll be in Charlottesville. So if you guys want to come out, and every ticket we donate to Musicians on Call, and the Red Hoodies are connected to St. Jude. So, but also, just come out and watch me tell jokes.
Yeah.
And stories.
And laughter's good
I'm
for
not
the soul.
The traditional comedian, though. I don't have a stand-up mic.
Mm.
Oh.
You know?
You have a headpiece like Garth?
No, like a TED Talk.
Oh, like a, okay.
Yeah, I'm nerdier.
Even nerdier.
Yeah, even way nerdier. So, yeah, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Be in Albuquerque, Wichita Falls, all those areas. I know we have a lot of Dallas listeners, and Wichita Falls will be the closest that I get. So, okay, that's it. We're done? Let's start the show.
Yeah.
Go save wildlife.
Yeah, save wildlife. Be true to your school.
Yeah, save wildlife.
Be true to your school. Interesting.
What in the world?
Oh, Raymond, anything to promote?
Yeah, if you want to download the Dosh app.
Wait, what is this?
I'll tweet out the link, and then I get $5 for everybody.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh! Ray already sent this to me.
Ray's
trying
like,
to get me to sign up.
Ray's like, if you take HQ, put me in as your person, I get a free life. All right, now here we go, and the show starts now.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, back today.
Ooh. I'm at about 1%.
Oh, wow.
Good. Yeah, I was out yesterday sick. But I'm back today, and I'm at 1%. So, good morning, studio.
Morning.
But we are live today. Just to prove we're live, the date is April 5th. Now, if that doesn't prove we're live, I don't know what
Come
does.
On.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I get to work this morning, and I've been ill, and I see Mike D, a.k.a. Quiet Mike, dragging butt this morning, and I'm like, what's that? I was like, what's up with him? Did you go to that concert last night?
I did.
And I was like, I wonder why Mike D's so slow this morning. And I forgot he went to watch Post Malone last night. So they had a hidden bar show. You know this guy here? You'll know when you hear a name. You're old now.
Okay.
This is like the biggest song of last year, period.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, I work out to this.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
But you don't know who it is.
No, I would. If you were to be like, name that artist, I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, we're old now. So, what'd you go to last night?
Post Malone?
Yeah, what was it?
It was like a secret Bud Light show.
And what time was the show?
It started at 9.
And only like a few hundred people were there?
Yeah, like maybe 300.
Was it cool?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, I loved it.
I was watching the stream online this morning. There's like a million people there. I mean, a million people watching
the stream. On the stream?
Yeah. So, how late were you there last night?
Like 10:30.
Any party afterward?
No, not at all.
How was the audio? Like the sound in a small club?
It sounded really good.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
How'd you get tickets to the Bud Light secret show?
Your manager hooked it up.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I wonder how she got them. Did I give them to her when I was sick and I didn't know?
Oh, maybe. You don't remember because you're sick.
It was good, though?
Yeah. Sang along to every song.
You know every song of his?
Every song.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Huh. Anybody else do anything last night?
Did no. You? Not like this.
I was in bed by 8.
Oh, yeah. Co-ed soccer. I mean.
Till what time?
9:15.
That's pretty late.
Yeah, and then I got home and had to watch Survivor. So
you play? The game starts at 9:15, or you're done?
No, it started at 8:15, ended at 9:15. Okay. Go home, watch Survivor, in bed by 11.
Man, that's crazy. Did you guys think you weren't coming in again today, or did?
No, we knew.
No, I knew.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Oh, well, we were told last night be here at this time.
Oh, no, we were told like over 24 hours ago to be here at a certain time.
Well, there you go.
I guess heads up.
I guess you had faith.
It's okay.
Someone had faith in me. All right. Well, I just saw that stream pop up and I thought Mike D went, and he looked a little tired this morning.
I'm good.
Amy, how tired does quiet Mike look?
Oh, he looks
exhausted. Right?
He's got
I don't know whose side to be on anymore.
Yeah, me. Always pick me. Always pick me. All right. Thank you.
You need to get some rest, Mike.
Yeah. Go take a nap.
Okay.
Go take a nap in the other room. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
There's this girl. She's on a volleyball scholarship in college in Laredo, Texas. Her name is Mary. And she's working at a Cheddar's restaurant, which Lunchbox loves.
Love it.
Yeah.
Woo! He may think pound for pound, Cheddar's is the best restaurant in the business.
It is, by far.
So she's working at Cheddar's. She hasn't been able to go home in a few years because she hasn't been able to afford it. And friends at the restaurant that worked there with her put all their money together and surprised her with a round-trip plane ticket so she could go back to Hawaii to see her mom and her sister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they recorded it with their phone.
That's what I'm talking about. Only good things happen at Cheddar's.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, wow. There's your ICU. Let's go over to Ray now with the news. Ray?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Thousands of Sears and Delta customers' payment information may have been exposed by an online hack. Keep an eye on your bank account. Tell your bank if you see purchases that you didn't make. In other news, President Trump is sending the National Guard to the Mexican border. The troops are being deployed immediately, mainly to assist the Border Patrol. And finally, in weather news, most of the country is going to be in the 60s and 70s. All that severe weather, the wind, rain, hail, it's out of here. It's moved out.
Show. They did a brand matchup poll, meaning they just matched up different brands that we love against each other. Amy, if you had to pick Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
76% of people said Coke. I'm surprised it's that high.
Oh, not in my mind.
Well, I like Coke too a lot more, but I'm surprised that they have 76%. McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's.
78% said McDonald's. Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
92% said Netflix. Hulu doesn't have a lot on it yet. They have The Handmaid's Tale and then some shows that are already on network TV that a lot of the times you can just watch at abc.com or their other channels. But Hulu doesn't have a bunch of big, their own shows yet.
Right. But I think they're getting there.
We're good. And when they get there, I may get there.
Okay.
Instagram or Snapchat?
Instagram.
Yeah, Insta Story's taken over. Snapchat now has a 16-way calling. Snapchat's actually the better product, but everyone's on Insta Story.
Oh, okay.
You can now call 16 people at once on Snapchat.
Whoa.
And talk on like a three, you had 3-way back in the day?
Yeah.
Do 16-way.
Oh, that's cool.
Nickelodeon or Disney Channel? You have kids?
Yeah, I know. We don't watch either, I guess, right now.
You don't have an answer, really? You can say no answer.
Well, I can go based on my childhood. I'll go Nickelodeon all the way.
Now Disney dominates.
Oh, okay.
Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Dunkin' Donuts because you can get a munchkin.
Starbucks dominated.
Oh.
72% Starbucks there. Well. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Time for your positivity. Let's do this. Well, tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
We shall start with you, Amy.
Some incredible firefighters saved tons of animals when a fire broke out in a barn in Holden, Massachusetts. I'm talking 400 chickens, 70 cows, 80 sheep, a 12-year-old pet camel named Joshua.
All in one barn?
Yeah. The fire erupted as a 350-acre livestock farm, and they were able to rescue all the animals.
It's like Noah's Ark. Get in, boys.
Yeah. Yes, even
Holy
a camel.
Cow. Two of each. I'll go. These students at Indiana University were walking near a railroad track and they heard a dog whimpering. And so they go over and they found this Siberian Husky that was laying in the middle of the tracks because this dog had found kind of a warm spot. The problem was the dog's, his pelvis had broken and he then couldn't get off the track. And a train was coming. They couldn't see it yet, but they could hear it. So they ran and they got their floor mats out of the car and they got the dog onto the floor mats and got it off. And they said about a minute before the train came over. It wasn't right as the train's coming. You
know. Yeah, but still.
Wow. Yes. But they got there and got the dog off right before the train came.
And they made it a little stretcher
with
the
floor
mat.
Yeah, the floor mats. That's smart.
Yeah, and they end up taking it to the vet. It's going to be fine. They don't know whose it is, but I'm sure someone's going to adopt it if it needs to be adopted. So that's a good one. Lunchbox, you're up, buddy. Babe.
There's this family from Puerto Rico. They lost everything when Hurricane Maria hit. They moved to Youngstown, Ohio. They've been getting by. The dad has a job, but they had no car. Well, this guy stopped by the church this weekend, donated some clothes, and the guy goes, oh, yeah, and I want to donate this. And he threw the pastor the keys. Pastor gave it to the family that is part of his congregation. So now they have a car. They get to school, get to appointments. Pretty awesome.
That's really good. The surprising thing about that is we heard no sound effects in Lunchboxes. Tell me something good.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to do the keys here, ching, but I didn't know how to make a keys jingle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the first time. Wow. Well,
I'll work on it.
Okay.
Beep, beep. They got their new car.
That's Tell Me Something Good. Well, an odd beep, beep that went nowhere. This is my song. I'm glad we're playing it in the morning, finally. A lot of people think I sit here and pick the whole playlist of songs in the morning, and I don't. I don't want to. I do pick occasional songs I like to play. I'm building up to play this song because I didn't pick it, which means it's getting so big that the music director of the show has decided to add it to our playlist. You already know what it is?
No. Yeah, we need to know.
What is this song?
Hit it and we'll name it in one.
You will, because I've been just talking about it for probably 2 months, how much I love it. Ladies and gentlemen. I believe for the first time, played on our morning show, not handpicked by me.
Huh.
Any guesses?
Ooh.
It's the jam.
Oh, not handpicked by you? It's Casey Musgrave.
No.
It's only been
months.
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that record just came out. So what happens is I'll go and I'll pick a couple songs and go like, these are my songs. But I don't have time to pick the playlist every day.
Oh.
That's done with lots of research and lots of handpicking. Woo. Go ahead, Amy.
Is it the Kenny Chesney, David Lee Murphy song?
Lunchbox?
Brandon Ray. You like that one, too.
Oh.
I do love Small Talk.
Yeah, Small Talk.
Yeah. Amy, you got it. Of course you do.
Oh.
David Lee Murphy.
Of course Amy got it.
Everything's going to be all right. If he ever singles you love. The drama right now, this is a true drama, is will that song be the number one song this week? Because what happened was, we have a format that's number ones are kind of garbage in my mind because they just pass them out to people and go, you get the number one this week, you get the number one this week. It's not real. But that being said, that Luke Bryan song, Most People Are Good, has just been crushing people accidentally. The Devin Dawson song was supposed to go number one according to the people.
Yeah.
Like and it didn't because the Luke Bryan song was played too much. And I'm glad that it happens like that where there aren't rules. I'm glad rules get broken. So then Luke had his own number one week, and now it's, well, that song, which is supposed to have its number one week, get beat by Luke Bryan again. So part of me likes Jordan Davis.
Sure.
But part of me wants the system to go to trash and wants Luke Bryan just to dominate for like 8 weeks in a row.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not big into this whole participation ribbon
thing.
Yeah. We need those number ones that last like for 2 months.
Yeah, because then those songs last longer.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. I'll give a seminar on that. Would anybody come?
I'll be there.
I was watching one of those things on TV the other day. I don't know. I don't know what day it is. I've been sick. I don't know what day it is. But they have those things where it goes, hey, if you want to make lots of money, come watch this guy speak in a conference room of a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, who would go to this and believe this?
People go.
A lot of people go.
It's crazy.
He's like, you know what? There are two ways that you can make money. One, someone can give it to you. Or two, I can teach you how to make it. And I'm like, huh. Well, nobody's giving it to me. So, yeah, I watch a lot of those infomercials. I wake up at 3 in the morning.
Oh, that's all you see.
And I just see them on and go, wow, it's that easy to buy commercial real estate? I got some tips for you guys if you want to know it during the break.
Okay, all right.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Roseanne tweeted that she'd make a better Colonel Sanders than Reba McEntire.
What's Roseanne doing? Okay.
Like, she said.
Why is she trying to start beef with Reba? I enjoy this. I enjoy beefs, so I must say that.
But she did call her out for something that might be true.
Okay, hold on. Let me just say, first of all, I like the first two episodes of Roseanne a lot. No, I like the first one, kind of. I love the second one. And now the fact that Roseanne is back in the news, everything she's doing is being looked at under a microscope. So she's starting beef with Reba, huh?
She tweeted, Reba is not a good Colonel Sanders as I would be. She goes, I do not believe that Reba eats fried chicken, especially from the Colonel. And so
that's funny. Mm-hmm. That's funny. I like it. I got to say, I do like it.
Hashtag like Roseanne.
First of all, I'm on Team Reba. However,
me too.
I do enjoy the fact. I love a good beef. I haven't been at a good Twitter beef in a long time myself. And I'm seeking a little meat, you know? I like
the
beef.
You're overdue.
I know, I'm overdue. I'm just kind of waiting for a few months.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, what else, Anne?
Thomas Rhett starts his Life Changes tour this weekend. He's going to be making stops in Tulsa, Lubbock, Las Cruces, and he's bringing his whole family along. But Willa Gray, he did an announcement with her, his daughter, his two-year-old daughter, on Instagram. It was so cute.
Say, what's up?
What's up?
Tulsa.
Tulsa.
Lubbock.
Lubbock.
And Las Cruces.
Las Cruces.
Say, y'all come to the show.
Come to the show.
Because it's going to be fun. Oh, it's not going to be fun. Don't come.
ThomasRhett.com for a full list of tour dates. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Oregon. A man was charged with misuse in 911 after he bought some scratch-off lottery tickets, scratched them off, and he didn't win. Mm. So he called 911 and said, the store clerk sold me fake lottery tickets.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh. Was alcohol involved?
They do believe alcohol was involved.
I'm going to start predicting all this. Was alcohol involved?
Oh, man.
We always hope alcohol was involved.
Man, he probably thought he was onto something, though. Like, I get my money back. Wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones Show.
There's a difference in playing injured and playing hurt. So hurt would be if it just hurts to do it, but you can do it. Injured would be you shouldn't do it anymore because, yeah, it could further and it can make it worse over time.
Right.
So my head football coach used to always say in high school, are you hurt or are you injured? And if you were hurt, you could go back in the game. If you were injured, you couldn't go back in the game because it would be a long-term injury and you would make it worse and worse and worse. So yesterday I was injured because I felt like I pooped the bed. That's how bad sick I was. Just a little nugget for you guys.
Thank you for that.
Awesome.
Yeah, wow. For the details. Yeah.
Good news.
I did.
That's sick. Like, you were sick.
I was sick. Well, listen, the day before I was sick and I didn't think I was going to make it. I was in here with you guys going, I don't know if I can finish the show. And I did. But then I went home and I spent 2 days just rocked. Did I mention I pooped the bed?
Yeah, you did.
Thank you. Yeah, you did.
I mean, I don't want to talk about it, but I'm sort of wondering why you didn't make it to the bed.
I couldn't. It was immediate. I had a stomach bug or something, and I knew I couldn't come in. I physically couldn't come in. If it was just about feeling bad, I'd been here. But I couldn't come in because I just kept pooping the bed.
Stop.
That's three times, Bones.
Yeah, we're good.
I
know.
But yeah, I was injured yesterday. I'm better today. I'm a little tired because I haven't any food in 2 days. I haven't any sleep, like, in a real schedule. It feels like 10 p.m. right now to me.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of in a daze.
You seem a little loopy.
Yeah, yes. I am. I was on the NyQuil for a bit, which really messes you up.
The old NyQuil.
Oh, my man. You get on that stuff, woo. You don't know what anything is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just warning you guys. I'm on tilt today.
I like it.
But I'm here. And how you can prove I'm here is today is April 5th.
2018.
There are some shows that do that where they record stuff and they insert it in.
That's crazy.
I know.
You need to have the date match up with the day because that would take a long time to record. If you were like, it's April 5th, Thursday.
Well, I'm better.
Thursday?
I feel better. I'm just a little tired. It was just a bug. It wasn't the flu. Like I have friends that are artists and to sing sometimes. And because Nashville is a town that actually has a whole business about keeping artists healthy, one of my artist friends says, hey, I know this company. They'll come to your house. It's like a nurse. And they'll, you know, give you fluids and everything. So I did that for 2 days. Otherwise, I think I'd have been dehydrated. Did I mention I was... No.
Yes, you would.
Don't
yeah.
do it.
You were sick. You mentioned that.
I was. So I'm back, though. I appreciate everybody that's been sending me all the well wishes. I was kind of off social media for a couple days. Just letting everybody know I'm back. Anything you want to ask me about my last couple days?
No, now I'm just like...
Anything crazy happened?
It's like I had a bucket beside the bed to throw up at you. But it's like you can't... The bucket's there because you can't make it to the bathroom. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, is this what happens when we get older?
Oh, for sure.
Older? I'm 1 year older than you.
Okay. I know, but you just turned 38, and I'm like, yes, this is what we have to look
for. At 38, that's it. Yes. Listen, you never, I'm going to say this too.
What?
Because my dog's gone.
I know.
And I don't have anybody living in my house with me. You never feel as lonely as when you're sick and all by yourself.
Oh.
Like,
man.
I'm telling you, like, honest to God, no joking aside, I don't know that I've ever felt as lonely in my whole life as being sick without my dog and without anybody there. Like, that is a stinker.
I know. I texted you about if my husband and I could swing by and do whatever for you.
I'm
you didn't
sick.
Reply.
I don't need anybody swinging by. Maybe.
Well, what if you need something?
Would your husband put a wet washcloth on my head?
You just said I've never felt more lonely and I'm like,
lonely is not someone just stopping by.
Yeah, but when
I wasn't
you're
feeling good.
Not stopping by. Is there anything you need and we'll drop it by? I'm not going to like come up in your room and be a part of that.
Like, you wouldn't. You know why? Because you know I did, right?
Yeah, what'd you do?
All right. Listen, I just found it to be honest with my listeners. And if it's...
You should, but you sound like my 7-year-old. Mom, I pooped to bed.
Except I didn't have anybody to tell that to. Amy, called Amy. Amy, come. All right, done. Luke Combs sent me a really nice birthday present. He went and had some shoes made, and they were, I believe they were Nike Freeze, and they say Woo Pig on them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Luke Combs, dude?
Luke Combs, the Hurricane. I'm about to play a song
that's
right here.
That's awesome.
I just showed up and he had sent me in. I have to get back at him and be like, thank
that's
you.
Thoughtful.
Yeah. They're in the back of my car. Would you get them out and take a picture of them and put them on Insta story? Yeah. And nice. They say Woo Pig because I'm a huge Razorbacks fan. Yeah. I'm going to play a
move,
song.
Luke Combs.
Well, the song was coming up anyway. I'm not playing it because of that. But it reminded me of it. I always knew I liked that guy.
Yeah. You always did.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
I wonder after the big foot race from a couple days ago if you guys are sore.
My groin muscles are real sore.
Yeah, well, Lunchbox ran a mile backward.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie ran it frontward, and Eddie won.
Yeah, my entire leg from top to bottom hurts. My rib area, my back.
But you just ran forward a mile.
No, I get it.
You act like you run all the time when you talk
my
about
my lower back hurts. Bones.
Doesn't he say he goes for runs?
Yeah,
yes.
He goes for runs and listens to the Bobby cast.
Mm-hmm. Did you not watch the video? I was flying, dude.
No.
You ran in like 10 minutes. That's slow. So Eddie's owed money. He won the race. Lunchbox actually has the money.
Oh.
So it's up to him as to when he gives it to you. Look under your computer.
What?
No. Don't. Why are you here? Yeah. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Oh!
That's
so rude.
Hey, I had no idea. I know.
Lunchbox's
money.
Face was like, I have the money. It's almost like
so
he thought
confused.
He was going to have to pay $100.
I was like, I ain't paying him $100.
So the money's in your hands. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He'll give it to you right now.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Why are you
Eddie,
doing this?
Eddie.
Lunch, thank you. That's $100 for me, Lunch, and the $100 to a charity of my choice.
No, there's only $100 here. Eddie, there's 20, 40, 60,
I don't trust
80,
you, Eddie, to pay the charity, so I'm going to pay it myself because you always lie about paying stuff.
Okay. I get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't even
That's
fight
cool.
That
I'm
one.
Not going to argue that one.
Or Lunchbox, you could actually take the money he owes to the school and take it out of that $100.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
If you want to give it back.
Whoa,
yeah,
no,
No,
let me do that. I want to pay the school back myself.
$40 at school, Eddie. I mean,
would you drive it back to the school and take care of Eddie's payment for
I
him?
Would if you'll tell me the name of the school.
I will.
Okay, that's gas money, another 20, so you're down to $40,
It is far away, right?
Wow.
Let's just counting money. Well,
why'd you do this, Bones?
I don't know.
You're just feeling this way today? I'm wondering. I'm like, Eddie won, so.
Yeah, I get it. I just put it on the wrong computer, I think.
Yeah, you got confused. You got to be nice to me now, Eddie.
That's true. If you're nice to Lunchbox until the end of the show tomorrow.
Oh, boy, that's tough.
I just need you two to get along better.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so you two be good to each other.
Nice sweatshirt, Lunchbox.
Thanks, dude.
Look good today, man.
There you go.
Same one he wears.
Every day.
Yeah. Are you good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Tell me something about yesterday.
Okay. Well, yesterday I loved seeing my daughter want to do math homework, even though she's on spring break.
She wanted to do homework even though she's not at school?
Yes. And it's awesome. And I sit there and she busted me. She was like laughing at me for using the calculator. But I had a parent, you know, I've been nervous about that. But I had a parent or a teacher even reach out to me and was like, hey, it's not a big deal to check your work. You want to make sure
you
that you're right.
Oh, you as the parent.
Me as the parent, yes. Yeah. And I feel weird because she'll ask me something. I'll be like, hold on one second. And I act like I'm pulling up Instagram or something. And I'm really like, okay, 9 times 8 is
72.
Good job.
Wow. How did you know that?
Do you still know your multiplication tables?
Some of them I thought I did. But then when I say it out loud to her, I'm like,
8 times 8.
64.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little rusty.
9 times 9.
81. Yeah. I just second guessed myself.
6 times 4.
36.
No, 24.
That's 6 times 6.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, so dumb. Bobby Bones
Show. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 seconds skinny.
Carrie Underwood posted a picture of herself sitting in a studio on social media, hinting that she's working on new music. But obviously, people are like, okay, yeah, new music. But this is the first time she's posted a picture of the left side of her face. We haven't seen it since last fall. And she fell.
I've missed the left side of her face.
I know.
Amy's like, well, yeah, no.
We really haven't seen the left side because she fell. She got like 50 plus stitches or whatever, and she's waiting for it to heal. But, I mean, she looks great.
I honestly zoomed in and didn't see anything from the picture. I think we all took our fingers and zoomed to see. I expected a bigger scar. And on that picture, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, I don't know. BobbyBones.com if people want to check it out.
I'm rooting for Carrie Underwood. One, I hope she puts out awesome music. She took a break. I thought she should have been Entertainer of the Year last year. I said that way before all this stuff happened. I felt like she got robbed there. Although you can't argue with Garth. I mean, it's tough. But I do feel like Carrie has... For what Entertainer of the Year is, which is all things, touring, hits, extra, the ancillary things, I just feel like she's it. So I'm biased. I'm a big Carrie fan. But yes, I'm done talking about that. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Kenny Chesney released the title of his new single. It's called Get Along, and we're going to actually have the world premiere of the song tomorrow morning, and we'll play it every hour, and then Kenny's coming on the show, too.
Yeah, our Friday morning conversation will be with Kenny Chesney for an extended amount of time. So, and I've heard the song. And I do believe you'll like it.
Okay, can't wait.
If I'm just guessing and speculating, I do believe you'll like it.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 seconds skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, over to Amy with the corny.
The morning corny.
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
I'm 80.
I'm 80.
Oh, got it.
I'm 80. I'm 80. I'm 80.
Thanks, Bones.
That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over to Morgan number 2, who's our 24-year-old. I guess she's cooler than us because she's younger than us. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You're always cooler when you're younger.
Whatever. Here. What do 24-year-olds care about? All right, Morgan number 2, what do you have over there?
Well, something from my childhood is making a big comeback. You guys may remember the Dunkaroos that used to be a big thing. Does that ring a bell with any of you guys?
No. I don't even know what a Dunkaroo is.
Google that.
What's it? Do you eat it?
Okay, yeah. It's a snack where it's essentially cookies and frosting, and they come packaged together. Well, they've been gone for a couple years now, and Walmart is bringing them back, called Dunkin' Crunch, their own kind of brand, and people are really freaking out about it.
So it's like a Sam's Choice Dunkaroos.
Okay.
Huh.
I ate everything Sam's Choice as a kid. Like, you never got the honeycomb.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Sam's Choice.
The store brand.
Yeah. But good for Walmart. I'm not... Do you know what Dunkaroos are, Lunchbox?
No, I just had to Google it.
So it's like a build-it-yourself Oreo, but you dunk it?
Yeah.
That's
it's like
that restaurant Eddie went to where they made you.
Oh, my God.
With the griddle in front of you.
Eddie's like, hey, man. We had a great breakfast. We went, and they give you all the ingredients, and they give you a stove, and you cook your own. I'm like, that's called your kitchen.
Oh, man.
But it was awesome.
And then you had to tip on top of that.
That's called,
you cooked your own food, but you still got
that's
a tip.
That's the worst thing I ever heard.
I'm with Eddie. It sounds awesome. When y'all have kids, you'll want to take them to their own little griddle
but
at a restaurant.
Can you not do that at your house with your own ingredients?
But then you have
to
clean it up.
No, you're not sitting at a restaurant with this cute little griddle in front of you.
But you can pay either someone to clean it up. Whatever. I'm glad you guys had an experience.
Thanks, Bones.
I just know I'm going to end up with salmonella.
Salmonella, yeah. So that's a thing.
I'm going to end up with salmonella poisoning if I'm cooking my own meat. Anything else, Morgan, number two?
No,
that's it. I love how our microphone doesn't work again.
Ay.
We have the piece of garbage studio.
Yeah. It could be a lot better.
Hey, can your next 24-year-olds be about how you'd like to have a studio that works?
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, there she came in.
The microphone's back. There we go.
What do 24-year-olds
care about? This teen was arrested, by the way, and as they're arresting him,
this is awesome.
He's singing the cops theme song. Did you see this?
That is so funny.
What was he arrested for?
So there's this, he's a teenager, so he's a kid, right? A teenager sang the theme from Cops after he was arrested following a chase in New Jersey. The 16-year-old was driving a stolen car when officers chased him. They pursued the vehicle through a golf course. Then he bailed out of the car. They have the dashboard cam. Here you go.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? All right. Oh, I'm too tall. I'm too tall. Hold up.
No such thing as too tall, brother. Get in there. Hold the bar.
We shouldn't laugh at that.
No, we shouldn't.
That is hilarious.
He endangered people's lives on the road. He endangered cops' lives that were chasing him through a golf course. He stole a car.
Yeah.
It was like you guys laughing the other day when that Mustang outran the cops.
That's awesome.
No, we were cheering. We didn't laugh. We were
saying, how fast did that car go?
150 miles an hour.
How cool is that?
And the cops gave up.
That never happens.
Man. Lunchbox loves the TV show Cops.
So good.
Maybe in his life, his favorite TV show of all time. But it's up there, right?
It's up there. I mean, it is so awesome to watch them go in and bust people and chase people and tackle. I mean, great drama. If you ever want to be entertained, you can get in a rabbit hole and just watch it for hours. You start with one episode and then you're like, ooh, another one's coming on. Let me watch that. 3 hours later, you're still sitting there watching Cops filmed on location with men and women of law enforcement.
You have 3 hours to do that?
Absolutely.
And on the same days that you nap?
How do you fit in a full nap in 3 hours of Cops?
That's a good question.
Hey, Lunchbox.
That's I get up from my nap, turn on some Cops, boom.
I can't wait for you to have that baby.
The baby's just going to sit there and watch Cops,
dude,
too.
The cop's going to be like, Cops is
Come
awesome.
On.
That baby's going to be like, bad, but bad. It's baby's first word, what they going to do? Yes. We're going to, I almost don't want to tell you the game we're going to play next. Because you'll look it up.
Okay, don't.
You know a lot about movie soundtracks?
Of course.
Of course.
I'm going to play music from movies.
Oh, yeah, we named the movie?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm ready to dominate.
Wait, who made that game up?
Mike D.
Of course he did.
Good job, Mike.
Don't ask the question if you don't want to know the answer.
Is there anything Mike D didn't do?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, good.
I just don't know right now. I've been thinking about it. Bobby Bones. So I give you an iconic song from a movie. And you have to name the movie it's most known for. So you guys all have a pen and paper in front of you. And you'll be able to write it down. For example, this is an easy one.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Titanic.
Titanic.
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, is from Titanic. That is correct. Write your answers down. Now, I'm just taking the one that's most searched for. This is there may be multiple songs, but this is the one.
Okay.
The one that's on my paper is the winner. I don't want any gibberish from you.
Yeah, I don't want you guys arguing when you get it wrong.
Ready.
Ready.
Song number one. Name that movie.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm never one to condone gambling, but if you're with someone in the car right now and you want to make a coffee bet or who's better at this game, go ahead.
This is in a movie?
Oh, my goodness.
The whole reason it was recorded was because of a movie.
I'm in for the win. I have no idea.
I'm curious to know what Lunchbox wrote down. Lunchbox?
Armageddon.
Armageddon. Oh, Life is a Highway.
I could see it in that movie. I hear it.
I mean, I'm
The meteor's coming.
All night long.
What are we going to do?
They're trying to get away from it.
No. Amy?
The first movie I ever saw with Bobby, Cars.
That's correct.
Really? The first movie you guys saw together?
Yeah.
Eddie?
Cars.
Correct.
Like, why would I see that as an adult man? Come on.
No, it's really good.
Every time. You watch Teen Mom.
Yeah,
all right,
it's
here
different.
We go. Next song.
I'm in.
What movie is this from? Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
I'm in.
Never seen it, but I know it. I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
The Bodyguard.
That's correct.
Whoa!
Guys, I'm still a little sick.
I was like,
I was like, well, okay.
I'm actually not sick. I just haven't eaten in a couple days. So my finger's a little off. Amy?
Bodyguard.
Eddie?
The Bodyguard.
Correct. Next up, name the movie. I do believe this is Aerosmith's first ever number one. They started.
That's crazy.
In like the
70s.
Late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. This is their first number one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So, okay.
Okay.
Let's go to Lunchbox first. Lunchbox?
Oh, that's Armageddon, folks.
Oh, duh.
Amy?
Clueless.
Clueless. Interesting.
Because at least she's Summerstone, I guess.
No, I don't think she's in that.
She's in a different song, Living
You're
on the
thinking
edge.
Of Liv Tyler.
She's in one of the videos.
She's in an Aerosmith video.
Yeah, but she climbs out the window.
Yeah.
But that's a different movie. Nothing about that's the same except the band.
Oh.
Can
Eddie.
I guess Armageddon?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry.
Name the movie. Old time rock and roll.
I'm in.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Put them together. Cowbell. More cowbell.
I hear it.
Yeah.
I reminisce about the days of old.
Come on, guys.
Amy?
Cocktail?
Cocktail, she says. Lunchbox?
Child, let's go back to the future.
Eddie?
Let's go Risky Business.
Yes!
That's
Tom
it.
Cruise.
Yeah!
What
movie is this from? Name the movie. I can see but you when you dance. Justin Timberlake can't stop the feeling.
I'm in 100%.
Hundo P.
Hundo P. Hundo P.
Here we go. Amy?
Trolls.
Lunchbox.
Sing. I knew it had to be a kid's movie.
Trolls.
Eddie, are you winning?
I'm for sure winning.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Eddie's winning.
One more.
More 6 points.
This is worth 10 points.
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah! Oh, don't get all mad because you got kid movies and little layups for you.
All right.
Let's go.
This is worth 10 points.
I'm ready.
We started. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'm in.
Oh. When I see you again. What on earth?
Wiz Khalifa, See You Again. I think for a while this was the most watched video on YouTube.
I got it. For the win.
That's for the win if you
have it. Dude, I got it.
Lunchbox?
Okay, I am writing it down.
Okay, go ahead and say it. You can just say it right now. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to say it? Jilly.
What?
Jilly?
Excuse
what
me?
Is that?
With Ben Affleck. Gilly. Jilly. Jilly.
No. Okay, let's go to Amy.
Fast and the Furious!
Ooh, I can't accept that.
Oh, that is incorrect.
Ooh!
Eddie.
Black Panther.
You know what? It's not it either. No,
oh,
Black
but
Panther was like a week ago.
Oh, so you're looking for the not the franchise name, but
I
the
will
real
give you
name?
A chance to go ahead with the real name.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
Fast and the Furious. That one was... Faster.
Sorry.
Faster in Tokyo.
Furious 7. It was Paul Walker's final scene.
Yes.
Oh, no
Paul
wonder.
Walker died.
Oh.
That's hard, though. There are 7 of them.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
That's that's tough.
Do you want to let her win? Her.
No, I won. I
no,
won.
No, no, no. Good luck,
fair and square.
Eddie, you. Eddie, yeah. Eddie, the big winner.
I got robbed.
Not really. You
yeah,
got two
I did.
Chances.
Whatever.
Yeah, you got a replay chance, too, and then you still got robbed.
Right. Faster.
All right. Why don't we start with this grandma who cries after being gifted Justin Timberlake tickets. Apparently she's a big fan.
Is this for real?
Yeah.
For real, real?
Yes. Where are you going?
Oh, God.
What are you going to, Naomi?
What are you going to Justin Timberlake? Oh, my God. I've been trying to figure out how to save money to go.
Where are you going?
I'm going to...
That's awesome. Yeah. Justin Timberlake. She's been trying to save money for his upcoming show in Orlando. How about that? Here is, by the way, this HBO new documentary about Elvis. And just when you think you've seen or read everything about Elvis or the Beatles, or there's this documentary coming out. It's called Elvis Presley, The Searcher. It premieres April 14th. There's a soundtrack that comes out with it tomorrow. But here is Suspicious Minds, a new version of it that hasn't been heard before.
Stop it.
And this is Eddie's favorite Elvis song.
It is.
Yeah. But why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? Can you identify why it's different?
I mean, it's a different voice track. He's singing it differently.
It's different, no horns, and it's heavy organ. There's organ playing in the background
without
the horns. He's not singing it differently, though.
Really?
Yeah.
That extra little...
You totally embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed
right now.
He tried
to sound all like...
I think it's a different track. Yeah.
No background
right there.
Yeah, it's a tough one for
you. Oh, dude, he sounded out of breath on that one, too.
Nah, you keep on. Kip Moore teamed up with Make-A-Wish to grant a 15-year-old's birthday. 15-year-old's wish come true. Excuse me, not a birthday. I have a birthday story about Kip Moore, but let me do this first.
Because of my Last Shot video and the power that's kind of had with some people, we were contacted through Make-A-Wish. We teamed up with Make-A-Wish, and we wanted to do something special for this girl, Sydney. So I'm going to invite her to my show in Vegas during ACM week, have her come backstage, hang out with me and my friends, and hopefully she's into it.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
I have been doing a little research on your story, and I teamed up with Make-A-Wish. What I was thinking, you're going to the ACMs, right?
Yes, sir.
So I'm playing a show on Friday night at Stoney's, and I was thinking maybe you could come as my guest and come backstage and hang out with me and the band. Does that sound?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for Kip. Kip and I have the same birthday. Me, Kip, and Jansen, Chris Jansen, all have the same birthday.
Really?
April 2nd.
Didn't know that.
Listen, and we're a weird trio.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a talented group, though.
And we're all oddly connected. And so I was texting with Kip on both of our birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, man, you're probably like me. You want people to stop texting you.
You're
and like
yeah.
Just take it low key. And I was like, yeah. I don't think Kip's kind of like me. I don't think he likes to fuss either.
Yeah. But y'all text each other happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all don't like people to do that.
I know.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to tell you about the whole birthday thing. You know what this year's birthday made me feel like? It made me feel like I need to pay more attention to other people's birthdays because people get so into birthdays. Me, I don't. I never really had them growing up. So it's not a big deal to me. It's just like, oof, why are people giving me presents and stuff? Like, I feel like
you remember people's birthdays.
I just feel like I need to do a better job because people really went out of their way to do things for me. And I was like, I need to do this for people. And I try to remember, but no, I'm telling you that people were super kind. I don't know if this year it's because, I don't know, my dog died and they were like, we feel super sorry for you or what it was.
Oh.
But people were really nice. Like, you were super nice.
Thanks. I don't know. Did it seem different than other
Yeah, it
times?
Did, actually. Yeah, it did. People were reaching out in different ways. What did you do, Lunchbox? Why are you coughing?
I wore my outfit that I was supposed to wear for your birthday.
A birthday outfit?
Yeah, your red hoodie and the glasses that you
That's
got mad at.
That's a gift. Go ahead.
And I showed up at your pop-up birthday party in 5 o'clock traffic. I drove across town.
Okay.
So July 25th, mark it down. Remember it.
That oddly was a deal for a lot of people that if you throw a party during traffic time, you better be prepared for traffic time.
I had nothing to do with it. I didn't try to throw a party.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying you. I'm saying you in general. I'm like just saying sometimes you probably should schedule parties not during traffic time.
Yeah, or not at all.
Yeah, but it was nice of us to go.
John Krasinski, Jim from The Office. He's also married to Emily Blunt.
Yes.
You familiar with him?
Yeah.
He's directing a movie called A Quiet Place. And so he answers the internet's most searched questions about him.
Is John Krasinski an Eagles fan? Absolutely not. I'm offended you even asked. I'm a Patriots fan, and I'm still not over it. Is John Krasinski Polish? Yes, I am. That last name is not Irish, and it is not fake. Is John Krasinski married to Jenna Fischer? Contrary to popular belief, no. I'm actually married to Emily Blunt, and I feel pretty good about it. Is John Krasinski related to Jane. Pretty sure you mean Jane Krakowski, and she's not related to me.
That's fine.
Though I get it.
Okay.
Who's Jane Krakowski?
Is Bobby Bones. What are yours say? I just said this to myself.
Yeah.
Mine says, is Bobby Bones in a relationship?
I knew that was going to be first. I don't have my computer, so I didn't know, but I was about to say, is Bobby Bones married?
Oh,
but
no, to both. Not in a relationship, not married. Is Bobby Bones leaving the morning show?
Ooh, I just saw that one.
TBD.
Dang.
TBD. Yeah, TBD. Are there any other ones out there?
Nope.
I only had two that popped up.
Oh, okay. Does Bobby Bones have tattoos?
Yeah. I have my grandma, my mom, and the state of Arkansas. Anything else?
No. What's Bobby Bones' net worth? Nope. Nope. That's all I got.
There's no is's? Mm. Anybody want to know anything?
Let me see if a phone brings
up. Is Bobby Bones on in Dallas?
No, but we have huge podcast numbers. I think they have country shows in Dallas, right?
They do, yeah.
But whatever the case is, we are downloaded so much in Dallas.
Maybe we need to be in Dallas, you guys.
Yeah. Amy forgot her computer at home.
Yeah, I did.
That's like me forgetting my car.
You don't have your computer right now?
No, no, I've been talking about it all morning.
I haven't listened. You're far away over there.
Yeah. It's hard to hear. Not on air, but... Yeah, it's been one of those things. Sort of feels awesome, but really awkward.
I looked at her and said, hey, look that up. She goes, don't have a computer. Yeah, she's on her phone over there during the show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You watch baseball, Eddie?
I do.
For your son.
Yeah, we've been keeping it on the TV so he gets excited.
Eddie, I'm in Pittsburgh on Saturday.
Yeah.
And Eddie's like, don't go to Pittsburgh. It's snowing.
We were watching that Pittsburgh game yesterday, and it was full-on snowing. And baseball's a summer sport, man. It's weird to see snow on the field, on the diamond.
And I kept thinking, why is Eddie watching baseball?
Mm-hmm.
My kids.
Your kid.
Yeah. I mean, we're full on baseball in the house, dude. So on TV, all the baseball games are on. Yeah.
Are you hearing things and storing them and then using them out on practice
field? Oh, words?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'll be, all right, full count. This is a full count. You understand? What does that mean? Three balls, two strikes, Dad. Got it. That's how we are in the house right now. It's all baseball.
So Amy's doing that with math with her kid, where she's learning as she's teaching.
And I'm, you're doing my times table.
Baseball.
A little different. Interesting.
Well, with your son.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? I will be in Pittsburgh on Saturday night.
Careful, it's snowing.
Eddie's like, just don't go. You shouldn't go, dude. I've never been. I'm looking forward to it. BobbyBonesComedy.com if anybody in Pittsburgh wants to come. I play in Munhall, which is right out. But yeah, BobbyBonesComedy.com.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
You know, we just did a Tell Me Something Good. Amy, your story was about the barn, right?
Yeah. There are like hundreds of animals were rescued. 400 chickens, 70 cows, 80 sheep, and a 12-year-old pet camel named Joshua.
A pet camel?
Camel.
Yeah. Hey, Meg.
Good morning.
Good morning. So this is your farm?
Yeah, so I work on the farm. My friends from college own it, and I manage all the animals.
And so firefighters rescued all the animals?
Yeah, so one of the owners, Tom, was actually home. So he opened up all the gates and doors to the barn, and the animals ran out. And he actually had to go in and get Josh the camel out.
Wow.
So what do the firefighters do?
They put out the fire.
Oh, okay. Well... The story says Holden firefighters rescued 400 chickens, 70 cows, 80 sheep, and a 12-year-old pet camel named Joshua.
Yeah. It was actually, we ended up having a lot of neighbors stop. I mean, random people stopped in the road to help open up the gates and things. And so the animals were actually running down the road. I mean, they were completely panicked. So we had people help and get them into fields and get them, you know, out of the road.
Wow. But how now, is everything okay? All the animals alive?
Yeah, everything's okay. We had one horse. It hurt its leg a little bit, but nothing major.
Did she reach out on her Facebook page? Is that how we got a hold of her?
Twitter, yeah.
On Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do you have a GoFundMe or something up to help with the farm? Is that what it is?
We do. One of our friends she's a dairy farmer in the area. She put up a GoFundMe for us, which is... nice. In a time like this, we can't even start to think about what we'll need going forward.
Where are the animals?
Yeah. So part of the barn was not burned. So we were able, so we have some young animals. We have lambs and calves. So we have those inside. And the rest, it's not too cold out anymore. So we put the cows outside. Josh is now just living with the cows. He used to have his own pen. But
and that's the camel. Josh.
Oh, that's the camel. Yes. I'm like, wait, where's Josh?
Yeah. He's the 12-year-old.
Well, we're glad everybody's all right. We'll retweet the GoFundMe. Thanks for reaching out to us. Man, thanks to the people who stopped to help, too.
Pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the firefighters put it out, and the people of the town helped save all the animals that were running down the street. Well, thanks, Meg. Have a good day. I appreciate that. Man, how about that? You're just looking down the street, and here comes a bunch of animals running at you.
No kidding.
Then what do? Do you run, or do you save them? It sounds like a bunch of people saved them, which is cool.
I'm going after the camel.
That's, I like it when someone from Tammy Timothy reaches out and goes, hey, you're talking about us right now. That's crazy. So here's my question is, I have to take my dog's ashes back to Austin. I'm going to be in Austin a bunch over the next couple weeks. And so can I fly with ashes?
Yes.
They're not going to stop and go, is that cocaine?
No.
Or is that some other powdery substance?
I don't think it looks anything like cocaine.
I've never seen cocaine.
Oh, man.
So I think you just explain it. If they stop you, you tell them, hey, it's...
Yeah.
Ashes, because people have flown with ashes before.
Yeah.
Well, I have a little case, and my dog died a couple weeks ago. And so what I want to do is, just for my personal sanity, is take these ashes. And I've lived in a few places since getting them, and I just want to put them at the places we've lived. And a few of those places are in Austin, if you're in Nashville. So that's what I want to do, but I don't want them to take them away from me. How bad would that be if they confiscate my dog's ashes?
It'd be really bad.
So what's the move?
Hand carry.
I'm going to hand carry them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't check those in.
No.
I know. I'm just making sure. Hand carry. And then, you just hope for the best. And if they confront you, then you explain.
Confront me.
Hey, would it be weird, like, if security takes it and they're like, they have to test it and take it out and look at it? Like,
well, that's what I don't want them having to open it.
Right.
But again, if I were them, I would open it. I would go, what's this powdery substance?
Right.
So, but it's legal.
Yeah.
Okay.
To my knowledge, it's legal.
You know what they did, too, is that after he passed away, they took his hand and they put it his print in like a round soft. And so it's like it has a paw print, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah. On Southwest, you can have it as a carry-on.
Ashes?
Yeah. Don't check it. They don't do that. They don't accept cremated ashes as checked baggage. However, will accept cremated remains as carry-on luggage.
I bet you could also, though, just take, like, sneak some stuff through then and just say it.
I know,
now
I'm
that
wondering.
I'm thinking,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Smuggles. I don't have to keister anything anymore.
Give everyone ideas out there. Ah, that's funny.
Oh, boy.
Because you used to be into that.
Oh, yeah, big time. I enjoy doing it.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. Hey, that'd be the toughest part about it.
He loved
smuggling stuff.
Yeah.
That's a difficult. That's what they do on those prison shows, though. Yeah. They keister things in and out of prison.
And flights.
Anything.
Oh, yeah, and flights. Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
That keistering is not for me, man. Okay. If you don't know what that is, good. Good.
Don't worry about it. The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Raymond.
Yo.
What kind of brand is this shirt? We look. This is a comfortable shirt.
It's a flannel?
Yeah. Flag and Anthem?
Flag and Anthem. Have no deal with them at all. I don't even know how I got this shirt. But this is a Flag and Anthem shirt.
I feel like I have one of those.
And it is quite comfortable, if I do say so. So
it looks cozy. It's like a pearl snap.
Yeah, let me
flannel.
Just recommend that. Today's my lumberjack day.
Man.
Every Thursday is lumberjack day here on the show. But that, what?
Hey, I know what Flag and Anthem is.
What is it?
It's Dirk's shirt.
Oh, is that how I
That's
have it?
What it is.
I think this literally was Dirk's shirt, and I had to leave his house real quick. His wife was home, and so I just grabbed.
You jumped out the window.
I just took his shirt
when
you heard the car rolling in.
Boy.
Dude, honestly, when you wear that shirt, I think, like, man, he's kind of got that Dirk's look going.
Well, whatever it is, this is a good shirt. I like it. Now all of a sudden, Amy's got
he's ordering right
Amy's
now.
Amy's like, wow, you do look hot in that shirt.
Amy's husband's going to look like Dirk's now.
Yeah, right.
Amy already made her husband get a haircut like Dirk's once.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that was
She
awkward.
Took a picture to the hair. She goes, make him look like this.
Yeah, that was so 5 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Still happened.
Yeah, it did.
April in Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
So I was listening, and I used to work for TSA, and you're going to be fine traveling with your dog's ashes. They've got a special way to screen for that, so you'll just carry them on with you.
So as long as I have them in my backpack or my hand, I should be okay.
Correct. And you'll just put it through the x-ray machine, and they'll get you through no problem.
Do I need any sort of certificate of authenticity or anything? Like baseball cards? Okay, so I'm
no.
good. All right, well, thank you for the call. I know I make jokes at the end of statements whenever it does hurt my heart, but I am concerned about that. I don't want them to take them from me.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, you're going to be fine, and that's why I wanted to call in to let you know so that way you didn't have to worry about it.
Can I tell them you sent me? Is it one of those deals where you get
Are you flying out of Austin? Because a lot of my peeps are there.
I'm flying Nashville to Austin, so no.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then no.
Okay, well, thank you for the call.
Not a problem.
Bye, April.
Bye, Bobby.
Bye-bye.
Oh, good. Well, that's got to be comforting. That they have a special way to screen for it. So
Yeah.
They won't think you're trying to smuggle.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they probably look in the middle of it. I'm like, yeah, I'm not trying to smuggle anything. Look at me. What am I going to smuggle?
Not much.
Glasses? Yeah. How about this? Today is, because every day is a day now, but today is National Deep Dish Pizza Day.
Oh.
But I'm not a deep dish guy. I like my pizza thin.
Yeah, me too, but.
Deep dish is too much. I can have one piece and I'm full. I like to spend time with my pizza, and I can't spend as much time with it if it's deep dish.
Oh.
Like, you give me some Pizza Hut. Super thin crust, pepperoni, and you can call me white trash if you want, but that's it. That's money.
Oh.
That's all. I'll eat a whole pizza.
Yeah, why would anyone call you that?
Because I have friends that live in the Northeast who are big pizza snobs, and they'll say, oh, you should go to, you know, Frederico or something.
Oh, right.
Like, I'm like, you guys, I go to New York for work. I still will go to Pizza Hut.
For sure.
And have the thin crust hot when the grease is just a little.
Oh, it's the best.
And part of that's because where I grew up in Arkansas, we didn't have any sort of nice pizza places.
Mm-hmm.
We had Pizza Hut. And that's what I grew up going, that's it. And it's still, that's it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people I looked up to as a kid, I still think they're awesome.
I still remember my pizza phone number from when I was a kid, which is not hard because
it still exist though?
Yeah. 459-2222 and have a Mr. Gaddy's pizza delivered to you.
Now, you're probably a Mr. Gaddy's girl because your dad had a Mr. Gaddy's, right?
Yeah, but that not in Austin, but that's the number we would call. And I mean, oh, man, their pizza and their ranch, so good.
I did have pizza and ranch when Amy recommended it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
actually good.
Delicious.
I wouldn't waste a whole pizza on it, though. Maybe two slices out of a whole pizza, but it was pretty good.
You dip in the actual pizza or just the crust?
The actual pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. It's National Deep Dish Pizza Day. Your favorite deep... Or thin, Amy.
Thin,
yeah. Lunchbox.
Man, I'd take it deep.
All right. Eddie?
I like it real deep.
Deep,
yeah.
Deep.
The deep pizza for me is like, it was where it's at.
Where? Like, what kind of pizza do you like?
Well, I like Pizza Hut, but pan. And their pan pizza is not like layered deep dish.
But you bite into the crust of one of those and oil comes squirting out of your mouth.
I'm talking about. It's the best feeling ever.
But you can only eat like 1.5 pieces and you're full.
No way, dude. I eat four minimum. four minimum pan
okay, well,
pizza,
then you should
pepperoni
stop.
Mushroom.
You should stop then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang, maybe I should stop.
You should stop that. Yeah.
That oil is the best part though when you squeeze that crust.
Americans are very, remember by the way, whenever they put cheese in the crust for the first time.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Oh, I thought it was revolutionary. I was like, wow, cheese and pizza, what's next? Computer where you can talk to people? And yep, the internet,
wow.
The internet came.
Then that Facebook showed up.
Yeah, crazy. More people, and it's divided, like thin crust better than deep dish.
Mm-hmm.
51-49, it's super close.
Wow.
People are just trying to be healthy, I think.
So thin.
Thin.
Deep.
Deep.
Thin. Okay, Mike, you're the settling vote.
I like thick.
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 Yeah.
Thick's the winner here.
But thick wasn't an option.
Whatever.
Whatever
I think we all
whatever
know.
You want.
What, hey, you know, we all, whatever. Thanks. Yes. This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. Here's the news story that we talked about a couple days ago where kids are snorting condoms on YouTube. They snort it through their nose and it comes out of their throat.
This is Taylor, and he's about ready to snort a condom and pull it out of his mouth.
The line isn't so fine. People snort condoms.
Yeah. What the f***?
I didn't know you could get pregnant that way, but all right, whatever.
It sounds too ridiculous to be true, but...
At least you're not snorting Tide Pods.
That's one way to put it. Here's another.
It's crazy and dangerous, and parents should be quite alarmed.
to know that this is the new phenomenon.
I wouldn't say phenomenon, but yeah, it is dumb. You know, it's so dumb that I don't even feel like I should have to come on the radio and say don't do it.
I agree with that.
Because it's so dumb.
Yeah, but
it's different than Tide Pods. Let me tell you why it's different than Tide Pods.
Why?
Because with Tide Pods, you should let moms know to keep them away from small kids because they look quite scrumptious.
Yeah, they're colorful. Look sweet.
Yeah.
Look like candy.
They look like cake icing.
Yeah.
So you go, hey, Tide Pods, you probably should keep your kids away from them, little kids. Now, you're not going to have a three-year-old snorting a condom. So if anyone's doing it, they're old enough, but to know that they shouldn't. So we sent Lunchbox out. Here's Lunchbox going into the store. What up? He's asking for the by the way, I'll say it again. You shouldn't do this.
What's he doing?
This is us just being funny. You should in no way snort condoms because it can really damage you. You can die.
Correct.
Okay, cool. All right, here is Lunchbox at the store asking which condoms are preferable for condom snorting.
There's YouTube videos going around, people going viral because they're snorting condoms up their nose and pulling them out their throat. And so I just want to know which condom you would recommend to try that.
Okay, thank you. Are you serious?
No, yeah.
You trying to put a condom in your nose?
People are doing it and they're going viral, so I just want to...
You think that's a good idea? You can kill yourself.
Right.
You can suffocate.
But I could also go viral.
No.
So I just got to guess.
I mean, I'm telling you don't do it.
Okay.
I'm telling you it's a bad idea.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
That's good on her.
Yeah.
To say, hey.
Yeah.
She's not trying to get her condom commission. She's just trying to...
She's saying, hey, grown men, don't do this.
Can you help me out here? So,
where are you going, by the way? Gas station?
No, I'm at the pharmacy. I'm at the talking to the pharmacist.
Oh, they got to be like, what is...
There's all these YouTube videos, people going viral, and they're snorting condoms up their nose, and so I want to know if I should use Trojan or Magnum to snort it up my nose.
Possibly the lubricated one.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah, I saw it on the news, and I was like, man, I want to go viral. I want to be on the news. It'd be cool.
I wouldn't do it personally, but okay.
Do you let me know when you make it?
And you got to like my video.
I will.
And share it with your friends.
I sure will.
All right.
He's asking for likes.
Oh, my goodness.
Lunchbox is talking.
Okay.
I have one more. Do you want to hear this?
Yes.
I was trying to look for the condoms that you're supposed to snort up your nose for the YouTube videos. Do you know which ones those would be?
They might be the family.
You're not being seen. Oh, no. Okay, there's someone else with the voice of reason in the background.
I hope he's out of
here. Yeah, they do it on YouTube.
I know, I've seen it, but you're not going to do that, right?
Hypothetically, which ones would I use?
So we're beyond being able to tell if you're being sarcastic or if you're being realistic.
No, I'm being...
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that. Condoms are not used for that.
Oh. Okay.
Condoms are not used for that.
What, really?
Yeah, who knew? You should go in and ask. Condoms are always funny to me because I'm embarrassed. I don't buy condoms. I mean, I don't have sex. I haven't had sex in 7 months. You know, it's been that long since I've been out of a relationship.
But when you buy them, though, like...
But it was always embarrassing for me. Like, I would buy, like, 8 other things, like a Red Bull,
coloring book.
4 Snickers bars, some Fix-A-Flat.
Armor All.
Yes. And I guess I'll also take these condoms.
You know? And this, too.
Yeah, let me do this in the last minute. If so,
now you know how girls feel when we have to buy tampons.
Yeah.
I guess. But, I mean, I feel like tampons are something. Every month, you're having that.
I know. And every month, nope. I still go through this process where I'm like, I just need tampons. But ain't no way I'm just buying tampons. So I buy like 5 other things.
But for me, I always feel judged. Like they know what's about to happen.
Yeah, they're thinking it. Like you know they are.
And they're picturing it.
Whoa!
And they're going, yeah, I can feel all this,
this
in my
guy
head.
This actually does that?
Who do you want to do that with him? That's what I think they're saying to me when I'm buying them.
No, they're probably not.
And do you ever go to a place where they have them locked up and you just go, I just think I'm not going to have sex this month.
Because it's locked up.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to call someone to open it.
Nope. Nope. I'm out.
They lock those up because people steal them?
I don't know. I don't ask.
Yes.
I don't ask questions.
That's why.
Go in and ask where the... Oh, I think we've done this before. We asked for this extra smalls.
Oh, Lunchbox, please.
No, you've done it. Years ago, we did that bit.
Can we do it again? Lunchbox, please.
He would go in and go, excuse me, where are the extra smalls?
No, I need small.
Hey, do you have any small? No, years ago, we did that bit, and it made everybody so uncomfortable.
That's a great bit.
Do we want to? I mean, come on, they brought Roseanne back. Why can't we bring that bit back?
Exactly.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
Really?
Why? Condoms are a way
you
of life.
You just said you were.
I know, but.
No, he's uncomfortable buying them.
I know.
There's, but I don't feel uncomfortable with this part of it.
No, this is the best.
We were talking about Lunchbox going to do that. That's what I'm talking about.
But now you're picturing it. See what I mean?
No.
That's why it buys them. You start picturing
it. I don't have to picture it. Mm-hmm.
Well, are you really picturing it?
No.
Would you please stop?
I'm so uncomfortable.
Okay, now I'm uncomfortable.
Let's talk about ice cream.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I wonder what the latest is with Hillary, our phone screener, in her car. Remember she ran into the building?
Oh, that's right.
Hey, Hillary, come in here, please. If you call the show, Hillary answers the phone. She says, Bobby Bones Show, hello. And then sometimes she'll put you through, and sometimes she'll just tell us or you'll email us. But she was driving back to the studio, and she crashed into the building with her car, which isn't funny.
No.
But the further away from it, and you're not injured, and the building hasn't moved. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have talked to work, like the company. You've talked to the company.
Yes.
What did they say to you?
They just want to know how it happened, and I had to talk to a nurse. Like, I had to talk to a bunch of people. It was kind of crazy.
I started to feel bad because we hadn't let corporate know. Mm. And you're physically okay.
I'm fine. I have no injuries. Like, I'm fine.
And your bumper is still messed up.
Yes.
Okay. So, Amy and I were talking about this. And, Amy, you have a guy.
Yes.
That can do it for
$695 or something.
All no insurance, but he'll just do the whole thing for $695.
Yes.
Okay. When can he do it?
ASAP.
Okay, so what's your plan with it as of right now? You're just gonna drive it till it gets fixed somehow?
I was gonna call the person and because I guess they need to order it. I was just gonna take it by, but my mom pointed out they probably don't have the part just laying around.
Because it's a crazy Lexus with a windshield wiper.
Yeah, they need to get my windshield wipers. So I've gotta call them and I guess make an appointment.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I will buy your bumper so you don't have to put it on your insurance.
Wow. Wow.
Man.
What a nice dude.
I didn't give
right
her a
there.
Kidney.
That's relaxed. Wow.
Yeah, I gave her a bumper.
A bumper with wipers on it.
But it is nice.
So I will... Amy found the guy. I will pay for your bumper because I don't want you having to report it to your insurance because it will make your premium go up a little bit. And then they'll probably have to keep your truck and I'll loan you my Jeep. So,
don't
wreck it.
I'm nervous now to drive it, but
so,
I'll be okay.
Just get the details to me on
that's generous.
Where it goes in and when you need the Jeep. You can have it. And I'm out of town for like ever. I mean, I'm working from different studios for a long time.
Man, that's really nice of you, Bones. I was going to step up and offer $100.
No, that's Eddie's money. That's Eddie's race winning money.
Yeah, you have to give it to Eddie.
Oh.
That if you guys get along for a whole 2 days, that he gets it.
Oh,
so far so good. We've been good.
Yeah. So
Hillary, how does that make you feel?
We're just gonna take care of it.
I feel like I should pay for part of it though because I hit the building.
Hillary, why would you not just shush?
Because I feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
I tell you what, the first one's on me.
If it happens again.
First round.
The first round's on me. The second round on you. Okay.
Well, I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We'll figure that out. We'll make sure you have a car.
Okay.
Because her original quote was something like
$2,000.
So I want to shout out to Moody's Tire, my boys there that hooked me up with this guy that's going to help Hillary. And then shout out Bobby for doing
that because
you don't have to do that.
If we're shouting them out, they should be cutting some price off. Shout out is pretty valuable.
The Moody's Tire, they hooked me. They're a tire. They're my tire and brake people.
Oh, they don't do bumper and brake?
That makes sense. They recommended who we should go to. So. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, we're shouting out the people that gave us a solid recommendation.
We're going to take care of it.
Thank you so
much. So don't worry about it. I don't know how you are broke and have a Lexus at the same time, but you know what? I'm done asking questions. But we got it, all right? All right.
Okay.
Good?
Yes.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's like family.
You're welcome.
I know.
All right. Just remember me if I need a kidney, all right? Or a bumper. All right. Thank you, Hillary. Forgot to do something. Hey, Hillary, come back in here. Hillary, come back in here. Hey, so Hillary ran into our building. And Amy found a quote that was way less than $2,000. It was about $700. So I said, hey, I will cover it. Just don't hit any more buildings. That's our rule. Repeat after me. I, Hillary. Won't hit any more buildings.
Won't hit any more buildings.
On the clock. By the way, I had to send Morgan number one to Starbucks because I'm scared to send you out anywhere.
Oh, man.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering too.
Hillary runs into buildings. I can't have that happening with her car.
Yeah, now it makes sense. It's like, okay, yeah, I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so not only that, you did lose the bracket, our NCAA bracket.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I did.
She finished in last place. And what does she have to do, Lunchbox?
She has to wear her underwear over her jeans for an entire day. And that means you have to go in public places. It's not just sit at home and we have to have her in a public place singing "I'm a teapot" "I'm a little teapot" in public, live on the air.
Yeah.
Wow, that is awesome, and I can't wait.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
We want to do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should just rip this Band-Aid off.
Yeah. I mean,
make it happen.
Like my grandma said, if you have to eat poop, don't nibble it. So,
or that.
Just eat it all, basically.
Question, can she pay me to take her spot?
No, stop with that.
I just want to make money.
No, 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 no. Tomorrow.
I love it.
Loves this.
I love it.
What kind of underwear?
Her I bring underwear. My own?
Yeah. I would go with the granniest of panties, though, so these guys don't get weird.
Okay.
Even maybe
you have to go in public.
Guys. Yeah, you're talking about one.
Which guy?
You.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Yeah, just when you show up tomorrow, you better have your panties on the outside.
Yes, so we all get it.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. She's gonna walk around with panties on the outside. People are like, "What's wrong with that
girl?"
Can
you say underwear?
Well, it just depends who's saying it.
I know you can say panties. He can't.
Oh, even the guys.
What do you mean?
Because
I
don't feel
panties.
Like panties is a weird word when I say it.
Well, yeah, you're real quick about it. He's like, make sure you wear your panties tomorrow. Panties. Panties.
Okay, Hillary, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll have them.
Okay.
On.
I'll walk in the building with them on.
All right, bye, Hillary. Okay, hold on. Anything else? Oh, wait, hold on, Hillary. Hillary, our phone screener's in here. I keep making her go in and out of the room. I saw your tweet last night about a repairman.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
I don't know. Tell everybody what happened. I don't even really
know
what happened.
So this guy shows up at our house. We've been trying to contact him for like 2 months to come fix stuff. He shows up at our house at 7:45 at night last night, like rings the doorbell, just walks in like no big deal and wants to fix things.
How did you order him?
He's like, so we live in a townhome community and he's just the guy who fixes stuff in the community.
So at 8 o'clock last night, he just knocks on the door?
Yeah. And comes in. My roommate, she's got like a towel on her head, like in our
you
pajamas.
You didn't say come in?
No, he just like kind of walks. I open the door and he just kind of like walks in.
Oh, I'd have been scared to death like someone was coming into my house.
Oh, yeah. Thankfully, I've met him before, but it was just a little strange.
Did you tip him?
No, he has to come back today. He didn't leave till like past 8:30 last night and he's coming back today.
What's broken at your house?
So somehow we have like a crack in our roof.
Oh.
And so he wanted to fix it last night. And I was like, you're not fixing a roof at 8 o'clock at night. So he has to come fix that.
How old are you?
25.
And you have other female roommates?
I have a 27-year-old female roommate.
That's a little odd, huh?
Yeah, but maybe this is a job he's doing after hours, so he had to come up
with
that.
But a roof with two young females
at night, yeah.
After hours?
Yeah.
I'm not assigning anything. I'm slanting it a bit.
Sounds fishy.
Just a bit. Yeah, Lunchbox.
No, she lives in a community. There's an assigned maintenance man. He gets busy. They come till at least 9 o'clock at night. When I lived in an apartment complex in college, they'd come whenever they could get to it, and she should just be thanking him that he's there to fix the roof. There is nothing strange about this at all.
I think roof is more of a noon job.
Yeah.
And then you also know who's living there a bit. So, well, he's coming back today.
Yeah, he's coming back at 5:30.
Anything else going on in your life? Broken car.
Broken car.
What she got to wear tomorrow,
ceiling.
Lunchbox?
Oh, she got to wear them panties on the outside.
That's happening. Any boyfriend news? Any love life?
Oh, no. Just the guy who sent me the flowers.
No dates?
No dates.
Oh, wait till you wear those panties on the outside. People are going to get calling. Woohoo!
Oh,
hey, panty girl. That's going to be her nickname.
Is it?
Yeah.
I hope not.
You're so creepy. Are you creepy around your wife like
this?
Yeah.
Like now you're married and you're about to be a dad. And
I understand that. What does that have to do? I'm not being creepy. I'm just talking about how she's going to be wearing panties on the outside of her jeans. Who came up with that idea? Not me. I'm the creep, though.
Who did come up with that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I really don't know.
Probably Mike D.
Oh,
Mike, did you come up with that?
I think I did.
Yeah. Probably so.
They're real creeper.
All right, Hillary, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was thinking of it more like another bit Mike D actually came up with.
That's what I was thinking.
More so than a creeper.
Oh, well, I just, the root of whoever, I mean, came from his brain. It's kind of interesting.
He's all quiet.
He's always quiet. That's why his name's Quiet Mike.
I know.
You guys are such haters. Mike D says nothing.
I'm not hating.
He does nothing but create segments, and you guys are, they're all jealous of you, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, keep your chin up. So they had this show last night in town. I guess Bud Light does these dive bar shows. And in Nashville last night, Post Malone did a show.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star.
It was in this club. And so it's supposed to be super secret, but I'm looking at this story, and It's like all industry people. They're filling up the whole bar. Like Mike D went.
Yeah.
Like four, I see four artists, record label people. How come we're not letting normal folks into this thing? Would you have went, Amy?
No. Probably not, but I mean, I do like this song. I would maybe need to know a few more Post Malone to be out on a work night. Like a pop star.
I'm
that
not,
late?
I'm not going on a work night.
Yeah,
anyway.
No.
What else does this guy do?
What do you mean?
What are the songs? You know any off the dome, Bones?
Hey, what was the crowd like last night? Because it seems like all industry people at Post Malone. I'm looking at Insta Story and everybody went from town.
Yeah.
It was all just people from work?
Pretty much, yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be like we let hardcore fans come to this thing.
Well, Mike D is a hardcore fan.
No, I know.
But back in the day when they had secret shows, the fans would like tell someone and the word got out and it would really start with like 10 people there to thousands.
Yeah. Now if you work in the industry, you can come. Otherwise, no. But you liked it?
It was awesome.
Yeah. This is the best song.
What's this? I Fall Apart.
Is this your favorite song of his?
Favorite song.
Me too.
Sing it, Mike D.
He didn't have headphones on. Oh. His microphone also doesn't work because Morgan, whose microphone's broken. And she left me with a broken
heart. I've never heard this.
Yeah, would I know the chorus?
I don't know.
I mean, you guys are hardcore. You and Mike D, like, listen to some.
No, I listen to all kinds of music.
I know.
But he's the biggest thing.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Gosh, I feel so out of place.
Why are you out of place? This is a country.
No, I just feel like I don't know any of this music.
You feel out of touch?
Out of touch.
That's it. Not the place. Place is good. Touch, not so good.
Okay, Bobby, compare Post Malone being the biggest thing right now. Back when we were in touch.
Kid Rock.
Okay.
That's what I would compare it to.
He's Kid Rock big right now?
Yeah. Probably bigger because of the online. I mean, it's big. But yeah, Kid Rock, in his style too, it doesn't really fit anything. And you go, hey, dude, where are you? He's like, I'm not a rapper. And then he's like, what are you? Well, I mean, would you say that's right, Mike? He hates everything and doesn't really associate with anything.
He's got a lot of tattoos on his face.
He played like Green Day.
So, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Is this the guy that was on on The Breakfast Club and his face is totally tattooed?
That's 6ix9ine. Okay. That's,
and the pastor was praying for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's his name?
Takashi
6ix9ine. Mike D, come to this mic.
Yeah. Our studio doesn't work.
Yeah, I know. Come to this mic.
You want to watch my eyeball explode?
Yeah.
I see it.
Oh.
Okay. So different version.
What's the guy's name?
Takashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, this is a 6ix9ine tattoo all over his face.
I'm not sure if any of his stuff will be in the system. Okay. It's pretty crazy.
But how do you spell the first name? T?
I think it's just under 6ix9ine, the number 6, IX.
Wait, 6? I don't know.
We're keeping people relevant here.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. It's under the number 6?
Yeah.
I don't think I have it.
Oh.
The guy's actually pretty good. It's a weird thing. Like, he's nuts.
Man, he got expelled from school in 8th grade and never went back.
I'm not sure he's older than 8th grade now.
No, he got expelled. He didn't drop out. Got kicked out.
Oh, wait. I mean,
there's none in here, huh?
Mm-mm.
There's some 8-ball and MJG.
Hey, what's that?
That's old school, dude. Come on. 10 toes down. Listen to
me, Trey. Whoa, man.
All right.
Is that Screw?
Well, they're Screwed, Chopped.
Yeah. Like, what is that?
I don't know. I didn't listen enough of it. I don't know if that one gets
going.
Houston stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, stop it.
That's Houston stuff.
Camille and Harris. Houston, H-Town's finest.
Yeah.
Eddie's heard like 3 sayings and he got them all in right there.
Yeah. H-Town, Mr. 713. I think that's the air code. I don't know.
This is the dude that got in a fight right there at LAX in the middle of the drop-off.
The 69.
Yeah, and then he was supposed to have a concert in San Antonio, and some gang dudes said, "Hey, you come to San Antonio, you will be killed."
Cool. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, his shows get canceled all the time.
I am
this 69 dude.
Yeah, okay, I know who this guy is.
Okay, that's the guy I thought was Post Malone.
That's not Post Malone.
Okay, different person, but I mean, whoa, I'm kind of thankful for our country format right now. I bet nobody's ever had to cancel a show because of that.
Al Dean doesn't go to some city and they're like, get here, Al Dean, we'll kill you. Oh my God.
He'll put out his address and songs so people can come find him.
Who will?
That guy, 6ix9ine.
Wait, his home address?
Yeah, his home address is in a song.
He's not scared?
No.
I think he's just... Amy, I think he's an idiot.
Or does he have to move every day?
He's a genius and he's really dumb.
He's been in jail...
But he's like 19, right?
Or yeah, 20, yeah.
21.
As a minor, he served jail time for assault and the sale of heroin.
Oh, dear.
Hey, so does music save these guys? Like,
or makes them worse?
Oh, man. God, that's tough.
It's like riches only make you what you are even more. Like, if you have more, it only makes you more of what you really are. If you are a very caring, empathetic person and all of a sudden you get a bunch of money, you become quite empathetic and even more caring.
Oprah.
Okay.
And
for example,
well, even like Eminem.
If you don't and you become rich, you use that for whatever you really are. Okay. So, yeah.
So if he's just a bad dude, doesn't matter if he's rich or poor.
Okay. I don't know if he's a bad dude or not.
Yeah. No, I don't know either.
It could all be a gimmick too.
I don't think it's a gimmick,
because
man.
If I wanted to, and I've been known to arrange certain odd things like billboards and you know stuff.
Yeah.
If I thought that would be a good idea, I'd be like, man, I'm going to have to cancel a show because the gang's going to kill me. Like, if I was a rapper, that gets people talking.
Here's the problem. He's not really, I mean, you got tattoos on your face.
Yeah, and
you can't
his whole body's
that.
Covering the number 69.
When
too.
You have tattoos on your face, those aren't fake. Like, you're crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy. I mean, he'll never work at a bank.
They won't hire him.
No.
Probably not.
He's never going to go work at, you know, Walton and Johnson Law Firm, you know, down the road.
Yeah,
so.
Totally not.
All right, boys, that it?
Dang, man.
Yeah.
I have no idea how we got into that rabbit hole. But. What's going on today, Amy?
Good question. Oh, I get my hair did today.
Do people still say that? They get their hair did?
I don't know. Is that?
I don't know.
Let's ask Morgan.
Hold on. Let's ask Morgan number two. Here we go. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? So Missy Elliott always, you know, would say she got her hair did. It's kind of where that started. Did people still say that?
Yeah,
they still say that?
Yes, I'm so cool.
Her microphone's still broken. Seriously. Well, listen, we're supposed to be this big show, you know, here we are.
Yeah, people hear us on the radio.
People hear us and we're downloaded millions of times through podcast. And we only need 5 microphones. Morgan.
Yes. No, oh, my God.
It doesn't work.
Is it on?
Why is it? Yeah,
yes,
are you sure
on.
That it's on?
Sorry, Morgan,
yo,
number 2.
Go, ah!
Ah!
No.
Tap it.
No.
No, nothing.
All right. We're going to
wow.
go.
Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star starting May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, coming May 15th, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.